Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
count of three, I want you to leap for joy. One, two, three.
Father God, good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit, and good morning, Ted Lyme. To God be all praise, glory, and honor this morning. I'm going to ask you in the name of Jesus to get your paper towels ready, get your anointing oil ready. This morning, we're going to do deliverance against witchcraft. Destroying the power of witchcraft. It's going to be a pretty intense deliverance. In the name of Jesus here, we're going to do some intercessory deliverance prayer for Jesus this morning, coming against the powers and destroying the powers of witchcraft. So get your anointing oil ready, get your paper towels ready. And I'm going to take a few minutes. If you got a family member, friend, you know they need to be delivered from witchcraft, then they need to be on this line this morning. If there's any hidden witchcraft, I'm going to dig it up, uproot it, and it's going to go today in the name of Jesus. We are going to destroy the seed, the fruit, the works, the acts, the thoughts, the deeds, and the hidden intentions of witchcraft. The devil thinks it's his holiday. Not so. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And this morning, we're going to show him. So let's see. I'll just take a few minutes, and it's going to be what? Immediately. Get ready. Witchcraft deliverance, casting out demons this morning in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. I'm going to just maybe put one song on. When the song ends, I'm going right into the deliverance this morning. So prepare for deliverance, destroying the seed, the fruit, the works, the acts, the deeds, the thought, and the intentions of every evil work of witchcraft. Anoint your head with oil in the name of Jesus. So let's see. Let's get ready.
And I'm talking about Jesus. Yes, I'm talking about the Spirit. And I'm talking about the Lord. And I'm talking about the Lord.
Take control. Hold me in your love.
You to ask the Lord this morning to you do this, you pray before we do this deliverance. If there has been any witchcraft endeavor against you that you don't know about, any witchcraft work against you that you don't know about, you want the Lord to deliver you from that this morning. So quietly, right where you are, ask the Lord. Search your soul. See if there's any witchcraft that you may not know about operating against you this morning as we prepare for deliverance. And remember this. You got to be diligent to cultivate your ability to hear the voice of God. Because you're dealing with spiritual evil. And the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14, I believe, that solid food, meaning the hidden or mysterious principles, or the weightier matters of God's kingdom, belongs to those who are of full age. That is, who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So, over the weekend, as we were doing ministry here, the Lord dropped something in my spirit the other day, and I just haven't had time to search it out yet. But God said that Satan was an inhibitor of spiritual growth. So I'm going to write a little booklet about that. And that to help people understand that you have to grow and mature in your spiritual senses in order to comprehend the spiritual elements of the kingdom of God, because they're not natural. That ought to just make good old common sense. Ought to make good old common sense that God has enabled us, given us his ability to know the difference between good and evil. I'm talking spiritual this morning. To know the difference between the profane and the holy, and how to rightly discern, is going to be very important in the coming days. Because you're going to have to be able to receive divine directions for your own life directly from God's throne of mercy and grace. You have spiritual senses. It's God's heart for all of his people to see, hear, know, and understand what he desires for them without question. Remember, the Apostle Paul knew Jesus by revelation, just like you. And Paul said, I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him all in all. That's found in Ephesians 1, 16 through 23. The emphasis, my own. But this is an apostolic prayer that Paul prayed for you and I, that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. You see, brothers and sisters, we all have a knowing released to us by God's Holy Spirit. This is a supernatural gift of knowledge, which could also be defined as the gift of discerning of spirits, or what they like to call it nowadays, the seer anointing. But they all work in symphony with the unction of the Holy Spirit. And they're all tempered by the love of God. So this morning, dealing with this witchcraft, we're not doing this in the natural realm, because witchcraft can't be fought and overcome in the natural realm. Believe me. It takes spiritual understanding to overthrow, dismantle, and destroy spirits of witchcraft. So prepare, repeat after me. Lord Jesus, you said in your word, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. I'm calling upon you this morning for my deliverance from any and all spirits of witchcraft. Jesus, you are my Lord and my only Lord, and I will bow my knees to no other. Thank you this morning. Witchcraft, in its most effective state, has to separate and isolate its victim. It has to separate and isolate its victim from the influence of friends and family, and especially the men and women of God, in order to be most effective. A person who is even under the influence, not to even mention control by witchcraft, begins to feel the loss of their own personal identity and self-esteem. Depression and fatigue quickly follow as the super spiritual witch, wizard, shaman, controller gives abnormal attention person or persons that it desires to manipulate. One of its heavy-duty weapons is fatigue. Fatigue, brothers and sisters, is the most used and common weapon of witchcraft, because witchcraft drains the life energy right out of you. When you are under the influence and or an attack from witchcraft, you will begin to feel, and it's not a natural tiredness either, tired, depressed, oppressed, extremely fatigued. You can take vitamins, you can exercise, you can run, but it still doesn't help that fatigue. Look around you. Think about your workplace. How many people have you seen go to work tired? How many people around you tell you, I'm tired all the time? They have to drink a million cups of coffee just to start work. Could it be that some of them are suffering from a witchcraft assignment? Others feel sad, sleep all the time, and feel trapped in depression. And they'll tell you, I can't get out of it. And be very mindful if they use this term right here. Feel like I'm in a pit. And I'm struggling to get up out of it, but I just don't seem to be able to. I used to think a long time ago that that stuff was just like stress related. I know the difference now. For example, have you ever felt really, really tired in where you live, where you abide, or where you work? Then you get in your car and you leave that place and it's like, wow, new energy come to you. It's like the heaviness lifts. Now, I'm not ruling out the effects of stress, or, you know, but I'm talking about a fatigue that you know it's not medical, you know it's not stress related, but you don't know what it is. Could it be a witchcraft assignment working against you? If it could be, and if it can be, you're going to be delivered from it this morning. Because all witchcraft curses are contracts or demonic requests for evil power, evil injury to befall a person or something. They can be done through spoken words, incantations, prayers. They can use technology frequencies. But the key thing is they invoke evil spirits to do their work. You see, a curse is also a ban or a censor over a person, a place, or a thing. a bewitched or a person under witchcraft control and influence will continuously experience supernatural confusion in their mind, fatigue, supernatural anxiety, distress, disjointed thoughts, all accompanied by a sense of emptiness and a feeling of loss of control. All because, in many, many instances, this continuous confusion of the mind, this continuous fatigue, anxiety, distress, and disjointed thoughts, this sense of emptiness and loss of control, brothers and sisters, it is because, I'm just going to say he or she, is obeying a strange command. He or she may be having continuous accidents, loss of income, loss of position, loss of reputation, afflictions accompanied by diseases and pain. Why, Erica? Simple, brothers and sisters. All curses, all witchcraft is spiritual by nature. This is why it is classified as a religion. And it functions like a religion. All curses are carried out by the use of spirits and spiritual power brought on by demons, devils, and their influence. Father God, if you could come into agreement with me with this prayer, I'd ask you to. We're going to do deliverance against witchcraft this morning. Witchcraft and occult spirits. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Your word tells us that you desire truth in our innermost being. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to cause us to know wisdom and have understanding this morning. Your word tells us that the heart of a person is deceitful, and we may not always understand or know what is going on in our heart, in our souls, in our innermost being. This morning, in agreement with Erica Shepherd, I make a decision to have you reveal to me the hidden motives and the secrets of my heart. Jesus, you said that Satan is the father of lies and a deceiver, who is always trying to deceive me into believing lies. And at times, I have believed Satan's lies and caused myself to be in denial because I avoided the truth. Lord Jesus, you know that in the past, excuse me, Satan, the Lord rebuke you off my throat this morning. In the past, I have been hurt, rejected, betrayed, felt to be made to feel powerless or abused. I may have unconsciously made a choice to live in a fantasy world to escape the pain or loneliness. This fantasy was a deception that I believe would help me escape painful reality. Lord Jesus, other times I may have chosen to forget, to suppress, to split, or mentally separate myself from painful memories or events because these past hurts were more than I could bear. Lord Jesus, I may have buried or forgot them with all of their anger, bitterness, pain, unforgiveness, and vows made against others and myself. Help me, Lord Jesus, to accept and understand that this is now part of my life story. This is now part of my testimony. And that by denying their reality, I deny a part of myself. These secrets, hidden motives, and all of this denial and unforgiveness are giving the enemy an entrance into my soul and my body. Forgive me, Lord Jesus, if I have given the enemy a spiritual and or a legal right in any way, shape, form, or fashion to harass, afflict, torment, control, and drive me in ways that have been compulsive, defeatist, and ungodly. In the name of Jesus and by the power of God's Holy Spirit, as an act of my will in agreement with this prayer, I now reject any and all secret, hidden, and false life and or memories, pain, hurt, discouragement. And I make a conscious choice as an act of my will to live in the way, the truth, and in the light of you, Lord Jesus. As a conscious act of my will, I choose not to live in a lie or a myth any longer concerning my past. With your help, Father God, with your strength, Lord Jesus, I surrender any unsurrendered part of my soul that these pains, hurts, bad memories, and torments, with any of their bitterness, denial, and unforgiveness, I ask you to uproot them this morning, along with any witchcraft control attached to them. I ask you to deliver me this morning. I believe and I know, Lord Jesus, that you are a discerner of the heart. And I ask you this morning to reveal to me, to deliver me from the nature of all of these hidden hurts, pains, anger, vows, unforgiveness, generational effects of all lies and signs and designs, imprints, impressions resident within my soul. Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus, as an act of my will, I choose to face the truth. I choose to acknowledge, can do all things through you, Lord Jesus. And I'm looking to you this morning. I'm looking for your help in my healing, deliverance, and if need be, exorcism from any hidden spirits, works, things, acts, intentions, projections of witchcraft. I ask you to search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me and lead me in your way. Lord Jesus, according to the power of your Holy Spirit, I take authority. And as an act of my will, I rebuke and command to come to manifestation any and all related and supporting spirits to witchcraft, including any transference of spirits and all airway spirits, along with their works, their acts, their deeds, and effects, to leave me as I'm going through this deliverance. According to the word of God and in the name of Jesus, I bind all of you spirits on earth, and God binds you in heaven. And I ask you, Father God, for your angelic support in heaven and on earth to bind these spirits as they are renounced. I renounce all of you right now as a group. Heavenly Father, as your children born again, redeemed, washed in the blood of Jesus, we make a declaration according to the word of God that you, Jesus, have redeemed us from the curse of the law. And we proclaim that we are partakers of the inheritance of the saints of God, giving thanks unto you, Father, for your delivering us from the powers of darkness and translating us into the kingdom of your dear Son. Here and now, we reject, disown all the sins, pacts, dedication curses, and occult selections of our own as well as those of our ancestors, spouses, any and all relatives responsible for any curses from any occult, cultic, satanic, or psychic source, which may have been passed on to us or our family line intentionally or unintentionally. Father God, in the name of Jesus, by the power of your Holy Spirit, cleanse us, deliver us, and heal us from all spirits operating through any curses, incantations, dedications, spells, pacts, familiar, generational, inherited, or cultural, passed on to us from our great grandparents, parents, ancestors, relatives, or any other person in our family line and that of our spouses, all the way back to Adam. In the name of Jesus, I declare and decree that every curse, dedication, or pact that has been passed down to be null, void, and in effect, in the name of Jesus, I reject every way in which Satan may claim ownership of anyone partaking in this deliverance prayer, and I command all connected and related spirits co-joined and supporting, separate, be bound, and leave. Father God, in Jesus' name, as they leave, I ask you to fill every space, every area with the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord Jesus, right now, make manifest any part of my physical body under witchcraft control and influence. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I now break and destroy all curses, spells, incantations off you, off your physical body, that have come down through your family of bloodline, no matter how far back, no matter what the reason or the source, I break and destroy all witchcraft curses, spells, and incantations off you that have come upon you from other people praying against you, writing or speaking curses against you. I break all curses off you that have come upon you from what you have done or been involved in. I break the curse that is lingering in your soul. I break the curse of hindrance that has been set charge against you. In the name of Jesus, I break all curses off you right now and take authority and command all spirits involved with those curses. Go! Your job is to cough them out as I command them to go. Spirits, I put you on notice. I'm binding you right now. As I am binding you, I now take authority as a servant of God. And in the name of Jesus, I bind all spirits that came into you, on you, around you, projected at you, or trajected at you to enforce any curses on you. I break the power of those familiar spirits. Go! Evil spirits. Go! Evil human spirits. Go! Defiling spirits. Go! Poverty spirits. Go! Foul spirits. Go! Unclean spirits. Go! In the name of Jesus, I break and destroy their hold on you. Go! Get out! Go! Time up! Go right now! In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go! Your stronghold is broken. Declared over. The power broken from those incantations, dedications, spells, pacts, rituals, and agreements. Go! Get out. Get out! Go! I declare every dedication, including those through Catholicism or any religion. Go! Go! All connected and related spirits. Go! Involved with worshiping the dead in any way. Go! I now break those curses. Destroy those spells. And command the power of those incantations. Go to zero. Go! I break and destroy the power of treachery from any person praying against you, writing against you, speaking negative, evil, curse words. Go! I break the power of those curses off you. Get out! Get out right now. I destroy the power of every evil human spirit that has been used to defile you through words, thoughts, actions, deeds. In the name of Jesus, the Lord God, rebuke you. I rebuke you, and I break and destroy every ungodly hole through any pact, covenant, or ungodly agreement. Go! I destroy your works right now in the name of Jesus. I command all of your ungodly astral power, all of your ungodly soulless realm power, go to zero. I break and destroy all of your past works. Go! Go! I break and destroy all of your love witchcraft, all of your marriage-breaking witchcraft, and I command that work to be reversed in the name of Jesus. I break the power of allomancy, divination by salt. Go! I break the power of botanomancy, divination by burning vegetative life. Go! I break the power of capnomancy, divination by smoke. Go! I break the power of casinomancy, divination by burning and fire. Go! Get out! I break the power of deathnomancy, also known as empyromancy. Go! I break the power of osteomancy, divination by bones. Go! I break the power of plastromancy. Go! I break the power of scapulomancy. Go! 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 I break the power of sideromancy. Go! In the name of Jesus. I destroy all spirits operating through Obatala. Go! Agon Panami. Agon Beya. Go! Agon Batagris. Go! Agon Ferry. Go! Agon Shango. Go! Dada! Go! Loco Roy Nago. Go! 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 I break the power of Nago Piman, ruler over ancestry. Go! Get out. Go! The Lord God rebuke you. I break and destroy the power of all spirits over evil, associations, conspiracies, governmental heads, occultic tokens and devices. Go! False gods and devils. Go! Occultists. Go! Water spirits. Go! Every spirit unloosed to a demonic, devilish altar. Go! Every spirit unloosed through the covering of darkness. Go! Heaviness. Go! I destroy the power of all satanic princes, satanic princesses, satanic priests, satanic high priests. Go! I break your power this morning. In the name of Jesus. I destroy the power of all spirits that came in to worship to Satan. All scattering spirits, go! All calamity spirits, go! All earthly enemies, go! Get out! All spirits operating through ancestral sins, go! Ancestral dedications, go! Ancestral covenants, go! Ancestral marriages, go! Ancestral vows, go! Ancestral promises, go! That are filtered down to your children. We break it this morning. Go! All blood guiltiness, go! All devotions and satanic priesthood spirits, I bind you up in the name of Jesus. Go! I break the power this morning of all tokens used in covenant to Satan, devils, and satanic power. Go! I break and destroy the seed, the works, the acts, the deeds, the thoughts, the intents and motivations of fallen angels. Go! Devils, go! Rulers of darkness of this world, we bind you up, command you to go. Go! Territorial spirits working in conjunction with airway spirits, foul spirits, defiling spirits, go! We bind you up, including your power. Go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we bind up spiritual wickedness in high places. Go! All associated principalities, connections, spirit family connections to elemental spirits. Go! In the name of Jesus, we terminate your assignment. Go! We destroy every fiery dart you've unloosed, commanding it to be consumed, burnt, destroyed by the fire of God. We break, bind, destroy all spirits of witchcraft accusation. We break your power of consistency, destroying your roots and your seeds. Go, hypocrisy. Go, deceit. Go, deception. Go to destruction. Go to destruction in the name of Jesus. We break the power of witchcraft that withholds knowledge. Go! We break the power of witchcraft that causes your foundation to be weak. Craft double-mindedness. Go! Witchcraft spiritual blindness. Go! Witchcraft deafness. Go! And witchcraft dumbness. Go! 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 Loose the ears! Loose the ears! Go out the ears! Go out the ears! Go out the ears! Go! I command a deaf ear to be unstopped right now. Go, deafness! Go out the ear! Witchcraft blindness! And witchcraft spiritual blindness. The Lord God rebuke you this morning. Go, we break your power. We destroy your power in the name of Jesus. Go, all transference of spirits from anyone's initiation into witchcraft. Water spirit cults, go, idolatry. Go! Ancestral worship. Go! All witchcraft spirits from witchcraft sexual sin. Go! Witchcraft spiritual fornication. Go! Witchcraft cutting the body. Go! Witchcraft drinking blood. Go! Witchcraft sacrificing animals. Counterfeiting the Lamb of God. We break your power. Go! 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 Witchcraft spirits from palm reading and tarot cards. Go! Go! Witchcraft causing spiritual husbands, spiritual wives, or demonic marriage. Go! In the name of Jesus. Witchcraft counterfeit reincarnation. Go! Witchcraft, the Lord God rebuke you this morning. Go! Witchcraft sorcery. Go! Witchcraft quarreling. Go! Witchcraft immorality. Go! Witchcraft fibrosis. Go! Witchcraft barrenness. Go! Witchcraft promiscuity. Go! All witchcraft spirits unloosed, attached, or assigned to cause failure in God's work, the Lord God rebuke you this morning, and I bind you, and I command you, go, you already been bound. Witchcraft, spiritual harassment, causing things to fall, fly, move, be hidden. You know, I lay my keys down, I can't find them, over and over. Go, witchcraft thievery. Go, go. I break the power in the name of Jesus this morning from all witchcraft spirits unloosed through ancestral dedications. Go, witchcraft unloosed through ancestral sins. Go. Witchcraft unloosed through evil covenants, made with or without your knowledge, unloose on ungodly marriages. Go, ungodly vows. Go, ungodly promises. Go, I break the power this morning of all satanic devotions. Go! Satanic priesthood. Go! The shedding of innocent blood. Go! Psychic powers. Go! Witchcraft, the Lord God rebuke you this morning. I break and destroy the power of all witchcraft spirits associated with seeking forbidden knowledge. Go! Casting spells. Go! Invoking curses. Go! Witchcraft cults. Go! Devilish societies. Go! All covens identified as a coven, but not named a coven. We command you to bust up. We command your powers to go to zero. Go! In the name of Jesus. All witchcraft power unloosed through ADAPs and rituals. Go! All witchcraft manipulations and the spirits operating behind them. Go! The drinking of blood and the spirits operating behind them. Consumption of witchcraft, wizard, sorcerer, shamanistic materials. Go! Go! Witchcraft pride. Go! Witchcraft murdering of the innocent. Go! Witchcraft false humility. Go! Witchcraft abominable filth. Go! Witchcraft bloody covens. Go! Witchcraft robberies. Go! And witchcraft lies. I command those words to fall to the ground. Dismantled and destroyed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I break the power of all witchcraft tattoos, all witchcraft transference from any tattoo artist, the lancing, the cutting, the piercing, the incising, and the hacking of flesh. Get out! I break the power of witchcraft prostitution. Go! I break the power of witchcraft cannibalism. Go! I break the power of witchcraft ensnarement. Go! I break and destroy all spirits associated with allegiance to spirit masters through Satanism and witchcraft. Go! Lodges, secret societies. Go! Water spirit cults. Go! In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I break and destroy any and all witchcraft agreements through any devilish or satanic or demonic promise. Go! I break the power of all witchcraft spirits, curses, invocations that cause any believer to have become weak in their godly spiritual foundation, including spiritual blindness, including ungodly, evil traditions, false religions, heresies, evil thoughts, worry, fear, infirmity, sickness, disease, deception, materialism. Go! Any and all witchcraft spirits associated with cursed things, dedication to idols, sacrificing to idols, do any drink, beverage, brew, potion, whether known or unknown, or food, I command the food to come up and out along with the drink offering. Go! You heard me, up and out. up and out. Up and out. I break the power of all spirit association, whether known or unknown, to any occult practice where anything was presented to the sun, the moon, or the stars, or dedicated to any false god through sexual perversion, sexual addiction, cosmic powers, shamans, First Nation people, holistic witch doctors, Amish witchcraft. Go! I bind you up in chains and fetters of iron, covered with the blood covering of the blood of Jesus. I destroy any and all of your power projected or trajected against us. I command any evil human binding, any necromantic divination binding powers in the eyes, the extremities, the legs, the arms. I command that power, that binding power, to go to zero as you leave these bodies now. Go! Black magic, go! White magic, go! Blind witchcraft, go! Water witching, bewitchment, go! Spiritual witchcraft, go! All sex witchcraft enacted through astral soulless realm travel. I destroy your powers and abilities to fly. Go! I break the power. This morning, of all contact, whether known or known, with a soul hunting witch, go loose those souls. I command those souls to be loose and set free. I renounce and destroy your lying ability to deceive any longer through false ownership of this earth. Because the earth is the Lord's. And I break the power of all spirits misinterpreting the words of God through serpentine witchcraft. I break the power of the serpent and Leviathan this morning. Go! Python. Go! Leviathan. Go, mermaid spirits. Go, and not no good goat spirit. But, go! I break the power of all witchcraft derived from animal sacrifice. Voodoo, go! Juju, go! Obia, go! Viper spirits, go! Python, go! I break the power of all witchcraft through ignorance of the use of the Eye of Horus and the chakras. Go! Witchcraft immorality? Go! Witchcraft seduction? Go in the name of Jesus. I break the power right now from all jewelry, talismans, charms, cloth. Go, all fortune-telling spirits. Go, all spirits unloosed through fear, through ghost hunting, ghost believing. Go! All demonic power from any and all witches operating through gemstones. Go! Crystal balls, go! Shadow reading, go! Ouija boards, go! Charlie imagery. I break your power and ability to manifest against the children of God. Go! I break and destroy witchcraft spirits that make you fat, ugly, always wanting to eat. Go! I break the power of witchcraft fluctuating, witchcraft joy and sorrow. Go! I break witchcraft deep sleep and sleepwalking. Go! In the name of Jesus. I break the power of witchcraft talking to yourself and believing your own lies. Go! I break the power of witchcraft drugs, witchcraft drug addiction, and witchcraft dependency upon Satan through alcohol, drugs. Go! I break the power of that stronghold in the name of Jesus. I break the power of witchcraft chronic depression this morning. Go! Witchcraft confusion, witchcraft fatigue. Go! Witchcraft emptiness and loneliness. Go! I break the power of witchcraft disorientation, which causes accidents and trauma on the highways and waterways. Go! I break the power this morning, craft containment that encloses people in cages of poverty, lack, and deprivation. Go in the name of Jesus. I break the power of witchcraft that encloses people in material adversity. I break the power of witchcraft that causes DNA bondage. Go! I destroy the spirits of witchcraft operating in, through, or by any and all witchcraft jealousy, witchcraft soul ties, and witchcraft loss. I bind you up. I command you to come to attention. Get out of that body. Go. Power of witchcraft loss. Loss of self-control. Loss of reputation. Loss of position. Brought on by Jezebelic or Ahabic witchcraft. Through divination. Witchcraft whoredoms. I destroy the power of all witchcraft vices this morning. I destroy the power of witchcraft manipulation, domination, idolatry, and ancestral worship. Go! I break the power of all spirits operating in, through, or behind witchcraft sexual sin. Go! Spirits manifested through witchcraft by natural or unknown sciences, sorcery. Go! Witchcraft quarreling. Go! Witchcraft barrenness. Go! Witchcraft promiscuity. Go! I break and destroy the power of all witchcraft that causes failure in God's work. Go! I destroy the spirits of devils that harass. I break and destroy your power. Witchcraft deceit. Go! Witchcraft fear. Go! Witchcraft double-mindedness. Go! Witchcraft worry. Go, witchcraft anger. Go, witchcraft hatred. Go, witchcraft bitterness. Go, witchcraft resentment. Go, witchcraft lies. Go, witchcraft infertility. Go, witchcraft occultism. Go, destroy the power of all witchcraft spirits that are operating through the reading of stars, horoscopes. Go! I destroy the power of any and all other related witchcraft spirits in the name of Jesus. Get out. Go! Father God, your word says you desire truth in my inner being. I ask you, Lord Jesus, fill me with the power of your Holy Spirit right now in every area that's been emptied out. Cause us to know wisdom and have understanding. Fill us. Fill us. In the innermost being of our soul. Fill us. Fill us. Fill us. Fill us. Fill us right now. Witchcraft, go and come no more. In the name that is above every name. I ask you, Father God, to fill each person with your strength, your power. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you this morning. We renounce Satan, devils, sorcerers, shamans, witches, and all witchcraft. And we declare to the world, you are Lord of all, Jesus. And we choose to live in truth in your way and by your light. Thank you this morning, Jesus. Thank you for delivering us from all evil. Tedline, I'll see you tomorrow. Be filled and stay filled with the Spirit of God.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
like you live. More power and praise like you are. See, there is no,
no God
like
our God.
There's no one
who
like
came.
You. Who gave your life like you.
Who paid the price.
Who paid our price like you.
There's only one.
There's
if you know there's only one, make some noise. This is a song that my father-in-law wrote. The title of the song is You Keep On Blessing Me.
Over
and over again.
Come on, y'all.
Over and over again. Here we go. Come
Let's
on.
Try to clap your hands. Come on.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
Keep on blessing me.
me hear about the name of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Come on.
Thank you, Jesus.
You keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me.
You keep on.